views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
This show's audio was via a Skype call.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone. Welcome to the show and welcome to August of 2019. Wow, can you believe it's already August? Wow, July really rolled in some cool energy. We had eclipse energy. We had some very strong energy coming through. Yesterday, we had the black super new moon, which had amazing energy, which really rolled us into this August energy. And August is filled with great vibrations of the number 8, if you looked at numerology or astrology. And we are going to tap in with the angels today, and we're going to talk about the opportunities that the energy rolling in now with August has for us. And it's really positive. A lot of abundance is associated with the number 8, along with, but it's not just abundance in money, it's abundance in all things, your happiness, your joy, you know, all of it. And if you think about that as the whole package, the complete person, that's really what will resonate with your soul. And I love that. There's also, you know, a few more retrogrades, but the Mercury has gone direct, so we don't have that one anymore. That went direct yesterday at the same time. What I found really interesting yesterday was on the East Coast, the moon came in at 11:11 p.m. I went, of course, the transformative number. So I love that. We did a very special, I created a very special meditation for the people in the Angel Retreat membership. So if you're in there and you haven't gone and checked your membership yet, we have one in there that is going to be very good and very potent. It's been amazing to use that energy through this energy that we have right now. Now there's a lion's gate. It's called the Lion's Gate energy, and that's an 8 frequency that started on June 26th, and it's been open, and it'll stay open until the 12th, like August 12th, I think, you know, like a while. But it peaks on the 8th of August, so it's an 8-8 number. So just some great energy out here to make the most of, and to bring a little bit of lighter, brighter energy into your life. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I did receive several emails to the show email bag. I won't be able to do all of them, but we will get to some of those. I want you to know that. So there was just quite a few that came in. So just know I'm going to, you know, get to what I can get to. If you are working on spiritual gifts, or you feel them coming in for you, this energy will support that. Because when we are tapping into this energy that's coming in, this particular, it's called a portal, this Lion's Gate energy, it's really, I'm going to explain a little bit about what that is, but it's a very spiritual tuning into higher frequencies, high vibrations, higher realms of consciousness. Makes it easier to tap in and feel the responses from our angels and our guides. And if you haven't been feeling that yet, you may. You know, I can't imagine you won't. I've been hearing some interesting things from people. I want to let you know that we are live streaming on the video YouTube channel, my YouTube channel, Jen Royster. You can look it up that way. It's also embedded on my website, jenroyster.com, JenRoyster.com, if you want to join us on the video live stream. We have a live chat in YouTube going for that. So hello to everyone showing up over there in the live chat on YouTube. We're also live streaming on Facebook through our network, Transformation Talk Radio. So you can find us that way. Now, what is the other side? What is the other side of this? Okay. Now we have abundance flowing in. A lot of hopefulness comes in and fills the air for you to tap into with this energy. Now we have the Lion's Gate as well. Now here's the thing. There's also the side of it that will bring up some very deep recessed energies. Okay. That's just the play of all of the things combined going on. And it's bringing us an opportunity to really get in touch with ourselves, to really kind of see, okay, yeah, that's the part that I've really been trying to let go of and release. And when we did this meditation yesterday, I found it really interesting when I was recording it for everyone. You felt this, there was this massive amount of deep energy that was releasing, which is healing, and that feels good. And that can be very emotional, brings up emotions, because this type of energy with Leo in this moon, in this August energy, this whole thing is very associated with the heart chakra. So it will open that up and you will feel the energies of the heart, because the heart's passion, the heart is where we want to make our choices. So you may be feeling that, and the debris and the heaviness will come out as the door is open to that. At the same time, what I found interesting with this one, I felt the current running through me like I've never felt before. I was excited, and I've been doing this for years, but it's not every single time that you always feel this amazing frequency come through like that. Well, I was recording it, so I'm ringing, and I have just been elated ever since, so I can't help but share it. So this energy is coming through. You can feel the heaviness coming off or anything that's there. And I kept finding that joy was filling the space instantaneously. Like it was just coming in so quickly. And so you're feeling the release and the joy and the gratitude at the same time. I had someone else share that they had the same experience. The tears are rolling down the face. And then at the same time, you just feel this elation. I felt that while I was recording it. So then I'm going back and I'm listening to the recording, make sure it recorded okay and things worked out before uploading it to the membership. And every time I got to this particular part, it happened again. So I was excited that it got embedded into the recording. So I was really happy for everyone that is part of that, that they will receive it that way. And that just meant so much to me. I felt so humbled and honored that I could be a channel for that. And it was like it was the first day I had ever done it. And it hasn't. It isn't. I've had that happen before, but not quite like this. So I knew it was a different level of frequency. I knew it was another level of wow. And I stayed in this state of joy ever since. And I can't even explain it any better than that. It was like everything that was trying to happen in life, all the things that could cause you stress, all the things that could happen or go wrong or this or that, it just, none of it mattered. None of it. That felt very freeing. And that's what my intention is with that. And so I hope everyone that is doing that will feel that. Now, I'm sharing that because anybody can do this, but this is the type of energy I'm talking about. That was the reason I explained that. And I know not everybody's in the membership, but I wanted to explain that because this energy, that was all about this energy. That's a good way. That was an example of it. The vibration of number 8 is a very powerful frequency for manifesting. It's a very powerful frequency for manifesting. So it's the infinity symbol. It never ends. It's unlimited possibilities, unlimited potential that can come from this when you tap into this. So I found this to be a very empowering energy to just get close to. And it didn't take a lot for to connect to it. So I want you to hear that because I went, oh, that's just wow. Now, when you're tapping into this, it connects you more with spiritual things. When you're connected with your heart, it's more about your efforts. It's more about your, you know, where your intentions are. It's more about who are you in the heart and the soul? Who are you? This is where you want to be. It can feel emotional a lot. Don't hold those emotions back. Don't do it. Don't take that away from yourself. Allow yourself to feel it. And some of the emotions may just be tears of releasing and letting go. And some may feel like anger, resentment, or things that were really difficult for you. This energy can pull up some deep recessed energy. I want you to know that. But don't be afraid of it, because when you feel that kind of thing coming up to the surface, I want you to connect to joy with that, because it's like, whoa, I don't want to feel that. You feel things as they're coming up to the surface because they're not buried anymore, but then they're right at the edge of, once they're at the surface, now they go. And it's an energy that'll pass through. And think of it like a really crazy storm. Once that storm has passed through, the beautiful, peaceful calm comes behind it. The sunshine comes through the clouds, and you feel the possibility of, oh, okay, another day. Here we go. And it's all good. It's really all good. So now I have, let's see, we had some thank yous. We have, what do we got going on here? We got a lot. Oh, okay. Hi, Karen. I see your question over in YouTube. She's asking, how do I join? If you look, you're on YouTube, I'm assuming. If you look in the write-up for the show, the link is right there. It's also up in the top corner, clicking on that. I always put that on the show. And right over at the homepage on my website, you'll see it right there. It's called the Angel Retreat. And so that's how you can look into that to see if you want to join us. We'd love to have you. Now, let me move back over to what we were talking about. Now, intuition. If you're working on your intuition, you will feel that much more heightened. Okay, working on intuition, this bringing you into higher frequencies, will feel like it's easier. It'll feel like you just want to be there all the time. Grounding and balance that way will help you connect better. It will help you trust what you're connecting to. Hear that again. Grounding and balancing, which is what we'll do through meditation, through this, that meditation helps you ground. It helps you be present. It helps you be aware and awake and connected with what's going on. That's going to help you trust what you are picking up, what you are connecting to, and the insights will just flow. They're going to flow easier. Things will move faster. Healings are happening faster. I'm even hearing about spontaneous healings. I know. And with energy, this is just, I've worked with energy for years, but this energy is just, I mean, I feel wowed and awed. And it's more like get out of the way and just let it flow. And anybody can have access to this. You don't have to have special anything. I want everybody to know that. I mean, yes, you want knowledge, you want understanding, but at the same time, this is really an inside job. Okay. This is within you and your connection. It's a direct link for you. I'm here to share what I found and discovered. I'm sharing what I have learned, what I understand, what's worked for me. And then I hope if either this works for you too, or it'll help find, it'll help you find your way to what works for you. So, I mean, that's my true intention with everything that I put out there. I want you guys to know that. Now, one more thing, the communication is going to feel a lot better now. Communication is going to be smoother. It's going to feel a lot better because the Mercury went direct. Okay, I told you that. And when we come back, I'm going to take a quick break. When we come back, I want to tell you a little bit about this Lion's Gate and the understanding of why it's such a powerful spiritual energy right now. That'll make more sense to you if you understand it a little bit better. So that might be a very new term for some of you. It's an astrology term, but it's also in numerology because of the eight. And this is the energies that come through with this in this time frame of the year. So this is opportunities that always come in, but this one feels particularly stronger. And, you know, I want you to understand what it is and where the history or the what that comes from. So that's what I'm saying to you. So let me take a quick break. When we come back, I'm going to start talking about the Lion's Gate, helping you understand that. And if you have questions, if you're in the chat, if you want to throw them out there, if you want to call in 1-800-930-2819, and we will start working with some of those emails that I got to, because we have lots to talk about today. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We'll be right back after the break.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
A word of caution, if you prefer the status quo and you are not interested in improving every aspect of your life, this book will trigger the shift out of you. The Truth is Funny, Shift Happens is available now. Author Colette Steffen brings the powerful knowledge and life-changing energy and empowerment from the radio airwaves to the pages of her new book. To get your copy in paperback or ebook, visit thetruthisfunny.com today.
People often ask, what does it mean to thrive? On Thrive by Jen Radio, it means body confidence, mind fulfillment, and soul synchronicity. Create synchronicity with God and learn as Jen shares action steps and real stories that will inspire you to be unstoppable in fulfilling your purpose. Tune in live each Monday at 8 a.m. Pacific on TransformationTalkRadio.com and visit JenniferZellup.com to thrive with Jen.
If you have a sense that you were meant for more, join Heather Allison every third Tuesday at noon Pacific as she explores an ancient, forgotten energy within us and helps us access our original archetypal blueprint. The Golden Path will help you remember the key to unlocking your life, love, success, and magic you were meant for. A key to unlocking your Golden Path. Visit heather-allison.com.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L, on the Tracy L Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Welcome back to the show. Okay, so we're lining up. We got some things rolling in. Now, let me tell you about this Lion's Gate, because that's what I said I'd do. So let me tell you what's going on with that, if you've never heard of that before. In numerology, the eighth day of the eighth month is a highly spiritual charged time. That's what it is in numerology. So, you know, and I said that the number eight represents infinity. So that's like about your soul. Your soul is infinite. It goes on forever. It's a journey that will always be. Okay. Physical world is just part of the infinite journeys of the soul. It's just a piece of it. So that's part of what that is. And the eight is also, like I said, associated with abundance. It's also a power number, higher realms of consciousness, okay? It makes it super potent, okay, when it comes in. Now, a lion's gate, in astrology, when you're combining this, that involves, you've got the movement of the sun, and it's moving into the sign of Leo, which is where we are right now. That's why you see the lion, okay? And the rising star is Sirius. Now, what is it about the star? Now, that's the part that's interesting when you study the ancients and what that all, where all this history and all this comes from. Sirius is a fixed star, okay? And it's considered and known as our spiritual sun, S-U-N, okay? We have our solar sun. And then we have our spiritual sun, which is Sirius. So the ancients, they were very connected to this star. And they felt that this was the gateway to heaven, high vibrational beings. So that's where some of this history comes from. I found that super interesting because as Sirius, you know, is rising up, you know, we have our regular sun beaming down on us. You know, that's our life. You know, that gives us our life force, the sunshine. I said, but, you know, and that's in the ruling sign of Leo. But when Sirius is all about being responsible for the spiritual body. And that's where the Lion Gate information comes from, because we have that lined up. And that means it's a very spiritual time when you're looking at astrology or numerology. So with the angels, I said, okay, what do we got going on here? Because I'm really feeling this. I want to share, what can we do for everybody? And the angels immediately, and it was guardian angels that came in with Michael and Raphael. They have been active in the last few weeks, and I've been feeling them quite a bit. They want to put out a net of, you've got this, you're safe to explore and move forward and go better and higher. And I thought, wow, okay. Because Michael, as the stuff that's deep and recessed, or the things that are painful, or maybe traumas from way back, that could be from childhood, that could be from past life, anything like that, any kind of traumas that just feel like they're holding you up, Michael's there really to help you to cut that. And what he's been doing is he's not coming in and cutting it and doing it all for you. He's showing you how you can do it yourself, which is more empowering. They're all about helping you empower yourself to do these things. And that's what I love about it. So there are these great divine beings that support us. They're like a safety net while we are learning great spiritual gifts and truths and waking up into those gifts. And that's just an awe for me, because they want us to recognize and acknowledge the power that we hold within ourselves. And it's not an egotistical thing. It's not about being in control and overpowering anybody else. It's about empowering and being your leader of your own self, that leadership, you know, that's that Leo again, and being confident with it and trusting it. So that right there alone is an amazing thing. So that's kind of a little bit, not, there's a lot more to the Lion's Gate than that, but that's the gist of it. It's about your spiritual body more when you're in this energy here. So with that, we do have a caller. I want to go ahead and take the caller on.
All right. We have Charlene from Canada. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi, Charlene. How can I help you?
Hi, Tim. I was guided to give you a phone call, just intuitively. I just feel like you have a message for me. Oh. I feel...
Ooh, feeling like you.
Yeah.
You have strong energy that's really, does it feel like it's radiating off you right now? Because I'm feeling a pulsation of it. Yeah. It's like, yeah. And I've got like goosebumps all the way down to my ankles right now. Oh my goodness. Yeah. See, now that's what I've been noticing. The antenna seems to be tuned up very high where I'm picking it up stronger. I feel like you're radiating and you're the outer, think of the sunshine and the rays are going out. This is what I'm picking up for you. And it's really, really beautiful. It has a golden orange and also a pink vibration to it, which there's a happiness, a joy, and also a vitality that's strengthening is what I'm picking up. I'm doing this. I'm going with this without even hesitating because I won't remember it in 2 minutes. As the rays are pulsating, and I've never felt this before from somebody, but it's almost like a heartbeat. It goes out and comes back in like the ebb and flow. But each time they go out, the ones that are pink are leading and they're reaching further. And what I'm feeling is that happiness, that joy, whatever, oh goodness, whatever that is in your life. Oh, wow. That brings that kind of joy to you is what will help you expand your spiritual consciousness level. Boy, I'm glad this is recorded because I don't think I could remember how I just said that. And that is beautiful. That's absolutely beautiful. Now you have this, the golden color of the sun kind of coming behind it, but the joy and the pink rays are shooting further out. It's like they're reaching. And it's expansive. Do you feel or relate to what I'm saying?
Yes, totally. Yes.
Have you it's had an like experience?
I've been dealing with I've been doing a lot of inner work, a lot of grounding, a lot of meditation, and connecting with the archangels. And I just feel I resonate. I resonate with unconditional love, like my heart chakra feels wide open. Instead of cloaking my energy, I'm expanding it out to infinity. I don't feel the need to protect myself anymore. I feel the need to open myself up to higher energies.
That is so... Yes, I'm listening. Keep going.
I feel at peace. I feel at one with all that is.
That is so beautiful. Wow. That is, you know what? I'm so glad you called in and share it because I want to hear how everybody's experiencing this. I mean, I shared how I experienced it yesterday recording that meditation, but this energy is amazing. And to see this amazing energy connection that I'm seeing for you with these rays expanding out, I think people are feeling it. I'm getting comments. I don't know if you can see that. You've called in.
Yeah.
But over in live chat, over on YouTube, they're saying, wow, her energy's strong. Yes, it is. So I think they're feeling it as well. Are you guys feeling that too? Is that what you're telling me? Let me see if they'll respond back to that. Because that means that this incredible energy coming off of you, you're sharing it with us right now. So I want to say thank you for calling and sharing this beautiful visual that I've experienced with you.
Thank you.
It's incredible to see.
I feel at peace with all that is.
And that's
because all that is, and that's beautiful.
It is. And it's like, you just want to stay in it, right? I mean, the joy is to feel the joy. Like I mean, that's how I was relating to it yesterday, to feel that joy and that elation. I just, nothing else mattered that seemed to be an issue before. And I think you know what I mean by that, right?
Exactly. It's all divinely orchestrated. There's no need to try and control anything.
Exactly.
Everything's taken care of.
Yes, exactly. And I'm really connected with you. I don't know. Can you feel mine? Can you
feel
that
back?
You.
I can feel you.
Now, stay with me for a moment if you can. I know you're on a call. If you can't, you just say so. Because they're also sharing in the chat that they are so glad you called. They're almost going to cry. That's coming from Shadana. They are feeling it. Karen's saying gorgeous, feeling it coming in. So I want everyone that is listening to the show, whether you're in the chat or you're just listening to audio, connect with us right now. Connect and feel it. Because Shalene is tapping in, and together, I can't get this sensation of vibration to stop going through me. I don't know. I feel like I'm getting flushed, but it's interesting. Okay. I want everybody to feel it. I want to give you opportunity to connect with us and feel it and expand it because it's beautiful. And then you can take some of that with you because you're not going to take it away from us. We're going to stay just as strong as we are, and you're going to have a little bit, and you'll tap into your own, and then you can strengthen yours. So everybody, please feel like you can do that right now, because we have it going on, and it's beautiful. And Charlene? It's Charlene. Did this just happen within the last few days or within the last couple of weeks? I think you said something earlier, but I don't recall.
I did a meditation last night.
Last night, okay.
And a very deep meditation. And I connected on a different level. And I think we're always constantly expanding. And as long as we know that we are all that is, and we are perfect as we are, and that everything is taken care of divinely by the highest, we will remain grounded in this new vibration.
Yes, and that, yes, exactly. And you know what? That's how I felt yesterday doing that too. So I think you're validating to me, and I hope it's been a validation to you. Not that you needed it, because you already knew. It's not like you need a validation anymore. But at the same time, to know and feel and share it with someone else is such a joy to feel in connection with another, because we're sharing that love that way. So yeah. I want to say I'm very humbled. I have to keep going now because I want to make sure I get the rest of this out. But I just want to say thank you for taking the time to call and share your beautiful vibration with the rest of us, because it was an honor to connect and see that.
Thank you so much, Jen. Namaste.
Namaste to you too. Thank you, Charlene. You have a beautiful, blessed day.
Thank you.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Wow. Guys, that was what a gift. What a thank you, universe, for that. I'm still feeling that. But I was feeling these kind of vibrations yesterday, guys. So it's there. And I love what she said because it's true. Once we're connected into it, you don't have to disconnect. It's not like you're going to have to try to hold on to that, because we're all moving to a higher frequency state of living. And this is just the beginning of great things to come. Just absolutely awesome. So with that, I got to catch my breath. My goodness. I'm going to jump over to an email, because we're talking about answering some questions here. First of all, this is more of a gratitude lesson and a gratitude message, so I wanted to share this one. This one comes from Wendy, and we answered her question last week. She's saying, thank you so much for answering her question on the show. She had began to feel her spiritual awakening about a year ago, and the universe had led her to the show. So that's beautiful. I'm honored that, you know, the show is bringing things for you. She said, your insights have made such a difference for me. I learn more and more how to connect with spirit, and your answering my question was such a huge confirmation that I'm on the right path. Thank you so much. I like to read the messages of gratitude as well, because in this month of abundance and number 8, that's one of the things that the angels said we want to do here, is it's really going to be in your best interest and make it so much easier to connect to this amazing energy that we've been talking about. when you stay in a state, you know, be in gratitude, appreciate what you have. Absolutely be in gratitude. So I want to honor and acknowledge the people that say thank you. I have a lot of people that send in questions. And then every now and then we get a thank you for that. And they follow through. And I appreciate that. We don't need to have the thank you, but we appreciate that when they come in. Now, when we go to a state of, let me go back. Hang on one second. Now now this is what I want to go into. I want to make sure we're going through and understanding this energy. Okay. First of all, we came here, you know, with a purpose. Okay. It's important in the energy, and remember this, to tap into this energy and really feel it. You want to honor the purpose in the heart. Okay. Whether you've been doubting it this whole time or you've been second guessing it the whole time and you're feeling that opening up and you really want to connect with that, appreciate where you are right now. You may be feeling like you haven't gotten very far. You feel like, oh, I keep trying, but I can't quite figure it out. Let's just move away from the self-criticism for a bit and move over to a state of gratitude for where you are right now, this moment. This time right now, because this energy, to tap into the eight energy, to work with this lion's gate, to work with the universal energies, the angels have told me, literally, you don't need to worry about all the things that you don't feel how you have accomplished. Let it all go. They're just kind of like throwing all the pre-arranged scripting, organizing. They're just kind of like, it's like, I get a visualization of Michael just coming in and he's like tearing it up and he goes, you don't need all that. Let it go. Stop. He goes, what you want to do right now is appreciate where you are in this moment, appreciate who you are and that you're here and you're part of a big transformative time to make the world a better place. You came here, you decided to be here right now in this moment, going through this moment right now with this kind of energy. This is a huge shift where we're really in the higher energy and frequencies right now. If you want to activate your chakras, the heart chakra is going to feel this one. Also, your throat and your third eye chakra, which is your sixth chakra. So fifth and sixth chakra with heart chakra. So 4, 5, and 6 will really, these are your spiritual chakras, higher up ones. They will really feel this energy and start to connect because your mind's eye opening up and seeing. I mean, that's what I was using to see those beautiful rays coming from Charlene. I was seeing her energy field. She called from Canada. Okay. You see, this is not me boasting this. This is just showing you. I'm trying to show you energy doesn't have to all be in the same. Energy is energy. It's not like we have to physically be close to each other. We can be energetically close and it can feel stronger and more powerful than anything in a physical. The physical body is just the physical body. It's just part of the soul's journey. Just part of it. It's just a little piece of it. So this energy with a meditation, if you were to just close your eyes and just appreciate who you are, appreciate that you might feel like you're just happy and you have no idea why. I know. You have no idea what the next step is. This is the best part, guys. This is what I was feeling yesterday. This is what Charlene was sharing. It doesn't matter about all that stuff you fret about. It's just, you don't need to fret about it because This is what I was told. And Raphael and Michael have been working with me on this quite a bit. If you are focusing on your heart-centered choices, your soul connection is your heart center, your chakra, your heart chakra. If you're trusting and making your choices from your heart, the rest of it falls into place. Because the heart chakra, that aligns with the soul purpose more, okay? Other chakras do too, but starting with that heart chakra opening up, which is where a lot of people are feeling it, And that's where that love and abundance can come from, because feeling love and appreciation for the self allows more love and appreciation to come to you from others and from outside. So, you know, we give to receive, but then also you're aligning with the soul purpose and the soul why you're here. And if we are just respecting that and knowing that if we just honor and respect and give that a priority in our life, the rest falls into place. The universe will work to align to support those choices. So in the past, in 3D, three-dimensional living, which is where we're leaving, it's pretty much falling apart, honestly, the way it looks to me. And as we ascend and move toward fifth dimension living, we're living from the heart versus choosing to, okay, I'm going to get this job to make the money and then I'll figure out how to be happy. It doesn't really work that way in the other dimensions, the way I'm seeing it. And that's been a big transition for us to adjust to, because, okay, we still have bills to pay. We still have our rent and our mortgage and all that. And I'm not saying to be irresponsible with that. That's the last thing I'm saying. I'm saying the universe will help you conspire to align with your heart center and why you're here, and your needs will be met. All of your needs are met when you believe in yourself. And, you know, you may find that you're taking little baby steps towards your heart center or your choices. And this is just related to, and it may not have anything to do with how your income comes in. Don't worry about that part. You'll do that. But, you know, you might have the side job that helps compensate, but there'll be a transition because you're being proactive to shift it and change it. It felt so hard with this in previous years as we were awakening and trying to move into where we wanted to be. It felt so hard to make choices like that. It felt like we were just going against the current, and it was an uphill battle. That's the part I want to address. This is not going to feel that way. If you have anything that you want to manifest, or you want to work on in your life, you want to tap into this, this is where you want to focus that energy. No matter what comes through, while this is going on right now, the best thing in the world you could do is to allow the time during the day to literally just appreciate, honor, respect, gratitude, and then also focus on the positives. Focus on where you want to be, not all the things that could go wrong or all the challenges. I mean, we have our challenges we'll deal with. And I want to mention something that is a very powerful statement about living in 5D. Because three dimension, 3D, 4D, all these different dimensions, they all kind of coexist at the same time when you look at metaphysics, okay? Or, you know, you look at it that way. The difference, because you could be in 5D and surrounded by people living in 3D, okay? That's probably more going to relate to you right now than anything. You feel like you're going back and forth. You can stay in 5D, live your life 5D, and other people around you may or may not, okay? They'll be in their reality or dimension. And the other thing that I want to bring up is when you're in 5D, the difference between 3D and 5D, you could go through the exact same challenge, okay? Say there's a challenge that pops up. 3D, you'll handle it one way. 5D is a completely different response to it. You'll know where you are by the way you respond to things. And if you find that it's more glass half empty all the time, you'll know that you're in the lower frequency. If you want to be in the higher frequency, the more we work to be in the higher frequency in 5D, the more that will bring to your life. That's that law of attraction thing again right there. So this is really an amazing time, guys. It's just unbelievable. So I want to go back to an email question. Karen over in the chat, she's saying the universe has been taking care of her for a year. Awesome. It's always taking care of us. Actually, always is. It really is. Shadana, you know what I'm talking about, right? And Karen is over there. So we have Karen Shadana and... Wait. No, that's right. No, that was right. Okay. I was seeing a different name. Okay, this email. This one's a little bit on the heavier side, but let's address this because this is how you can use this energy to overcome things like this. Melissa writes, I've been down with a broken ankle for over 2 months now, and the opposite side of my body has completely given out. It's in so much pain. All this occurred when I was just stepping forward into sharing my gift. I'm a little befuddled and really want to do something, not only because I desire it, but I'm in a situation where I must create to survive, and I no longer choose to just do anything. I want it to be in alignment with my soul's desire. What advice can the angels give me? Please, I'm feeling frustrated, overwhelmed, lost in life at the moment. I would appreciate any guidance, direction, blessings. Please be gentle. Aww. And I know the angels will be, but I've been way too critical of myself for all the chaos. I think she just answered the question right there. I've created much, all the chaos I've created. Okay. Much love and blessings. All right. Here's the thing with that one. Let me go right to the end of that. She goes, I've been way too critical of myself. Okay. That's focusing on like what I was just saying. So this is where you take this energy, Melissa, because yes, the broken ankle slowed you down. And it reminds me of the retrogrades. And I'm asking angels right now, Michael saying, you know what? We look at this and we go, you know what? Because your feet, your legs, they're taking you forward. And then all of a sudden the broken ankle stops everything, right? It was like, slow down. There's some things. It felt like spiritual lessons, not to punish you physically, nothing like that, but taking the opportunity. Okay. I slowed it down, but taking the opportunity, because what can happen is if we're self-critical a lot, or we're really hard and we're trying to make it perfect, we're actually holding ourselves back. We don't even realize it. And, you know, nobody's fault. You know, nobody tries to do any of these things to themselves, but we take them. It happened. So if this were me, this is how I would use this energy. I would say, all right, I really had this, you know, ready to go out the gate and do this wonderfully. And then this happens. I would pull back and go, you know what? I guess I needed to slow down. Now I need to take this opportunity, because the entire side of the body, and which side of the body was she saying that was on? She was saying something. Opposite side of the body. Yeah, opposite, that's your counter strain. I know that from being an NMT. That's the counter strain trying to complement and support the other side. So this is a male energy, female energy within inside yourself. It's like the masculine, feminine energy is having an inner struggle of who's in charge. And I'm like, oh my gosh. And so then I would be, all right, we need to work together. We need to work together. We can support one another here. And it's interesting how the body will tell you what's going on with that. And it's normal for the opposite side of the body physically to compensate. So then it's straining muscles the way it's not used to. So that's kind of the other side of that. But energetic clearing for you and your focus shifting from the criticism, honoring and loving that side of you that feels like it fell or failed, honoring, loving, appreciating, and going, you know what? These are beautiful things. I'm going to learn from this. You're going to strengthen spiritually while you're waiting to mend and heal. And then when you come back, you'll be stronger than ever, because you'll come back with more wisdom in your spirit to share with your gift. And I've had lots of stumbles and falls, and it hasn't been picture perfect for me either. I've had all kinds of things happen, and everybody that's on the path can attest to that. Nothing ever, it's like, okay, this is it. I'm going to go. And just because it kind of has a setback doesn't mean that you were wrong. It means I need to look a little deeper to see what I can learn from the challenge. So Melissa, Michael is with you. He wants to cut the cord and help you cut the cord to the self-criticism, letting that go. With this energy, you focus your positives. You focus that you've got this, that you're in balance, and that you're healing, that you are healed, and you're focusing beyond the setback. And I understand that, because I know that that's hurting you. I'm sending you a lot of love and a little boost of energy there, because I know that that can be painful. That's you know, our legs, our feet, our ankles, those are how we take ourselves forward in life. So that energy is trying to say, hey, there's some things to learn before you keep going forward. And that's coming from within. And it's kind of this inner conflict that needs to get along. So I hope that that's making sense to you. The other thing I wanted to bring up is this is a brighter, lighter energy. I want to remind everybody of that. Brighter, lighter. Remember, the number 8 is about abundance in all things, not just money, but yes, that too. But it's about your joy. It's about your relationships, the abundance and feeling rich in life in all ways, in your soul, in your spirit. The energy is going to take you deeper into the wisdom and knowledge that you can tap into. Honor your soul right now. Your soul and the spiritual aspects of this energy that's flowing right now, it wants some time. It wants you to see how far you can expand and reach, which is really cool. Like what Charlene was talking about earlier with those expansive rays that I was seeing coming from her. I know that I felt this yesterday. I know that you can too. I know that if you just keep your focus on opportunities, you know that those opportunities will come through. I know that you will find that this is supporting you more than you realize. But when that self-doubt and that self-critic comes in, it kind of brings the frequency down really fast to 3D. So right there, you want to stop and go, no, I'm not doing it that way anymore. I'm going to go back over to the glass half full, and we're going to go back there. You might have to put yourself back over there a few times if you're not used to it. But once you feel this, you can stay anchored to this. And if you ever feel that you're not, you can come right back to this, because this is just the beginning. It's not like we're going to feel this energy for a bit and then it's going to go away. It's giving you opportunity to make it a lot easier to make a major leap in your ascension. It will pull back a little bit and it will still be there. But if you anchor in and you're with it, it doesn't go away. You'll be there. And you'll know that's it. I don't want to go back. You don't want to. You'll want to keep going. And so when you're feeling all of this energy coming through, just know this is one of the best gifts the universe can give us right now, is to really tap in to joy, happiness, abundance, the gratitude, the love that can be there, and just surround yourself in it. If you need to take some time off from things that affect you in a negative way, then do that if it's possible. I know that might not be possible with all things like a job, but understand you can do this. Absolutely understand you can do this. Now, remember 8 energy. If you think about the 8, if you took and drew the symbol 8 or got you a symbol of the infinity, it will help you, give you a focus point for meditation. The other thing I want to mention is tiger's eye. I've got one right here. I don't know if it's going to show up on the camera very well. It's so small. Yeah, you can't really see it. Okay. Tiger's eye is really popular. You see it in jewelry a lot. It's a beautiful crystal to work with this energy. It's a great one. It's very powerful. It supports confidence, and it's perfect to work with in abundance and this 8 energy, this Leo energy. Yes. So if you have any tiger's eye, you might want to grab it and utilize it if you use crystals. It's a great energy for that. Remember the sunshine is a life force. It gives life. Remember there's the Sirius that's come in as the fixed star, which is your spiritual sun. And it is here to support and ascend your soul. So allow your soul to connect with its spiritual sun. Allow your soul to show you things it wants to show you. And you know what those are deep inside. You know what they are. And I know you can do it. I just know you can. I mean, there were so many different things you know, as a structure to share with you today. And the universe just said, you know what? We're going to take over. And I love it when that happens because it's authentic. I wasn't expecting it. It's absolutely beautiful. But this is a high vibrational time. This is a high vibrational energy. You may as well partake because you'll absolutely love it. You really will. I'm almost out of time. Can you believe it? This is going fast. For those that want, and I'll remind everybody again, for those that want to join in the Angel Retreat, I did put a meditation in there that you can use now. It started yesterday and you can use now throughout the couple of weeks. It's in the membership. The membership is something that I put exclusive content in. It's a membership where people connect. We have live calls, we have live readings, and I put a lot of extra things in there to support you. And it's for people on the spiritual path, and I'm there for you. I want you to know it's a group, it's a family, it's a lot of beautiful people in there. And we're here to help you. So if you want to be a part of that, I've got the link up. You can go right to my homepage. It's right there. It's called Angel Retreat. You can look and see if you want to be in that. And I just want to say thank you for being with us today. It was wonderful to be here with you. And I'm honored that I can be a part of your journey with you. Thanks so much for watching. We'll see you next time here on the Jen Royster Show. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com.